Citizen-led ordinances written by Team Jonesboro has passed a city council committee and have gone through its first of three readings in front of the full council. When the ordinances were first presented to apply a 1% sales tax for quality of life and first responders funding and to create an oversight committee for quality of life projects, Alderman Bobby Long expressed concerns about the proposals. He joins me over the phone to express his feelings of the ordinances. Thank you for your time, Alderman.
Well, thank you for having me on.
What were some of your concerns that you had about the ordinances?
Well, first of all, anytime that you're looking at, you know, raising taxes on the electorate or any body of people, I think one of the most important things is to determine, what will it go for, and how will it be used, and whether or not it's enough, too much, or just right. And so I think the council has an obligation to ask questions about how was the 1% determined or derived, what type of projects were they looking at, you know, when they derived it, because Mr. McDaniel said that he feels that this 1% tax will pay for everything that is needed. So my question is, what was he looking at when he derived that 1%? How does he know that 0.5% is going to purchase all the amenities that they've listed out? Another thing, was I just wanted a little bit more clarification, on how the committee was going to relate, to the city, or who's going to be on the committee, who's going to approve reasonable expenses, how many different projects can be vetted at one time. And, I was also concerned that, one of the main thrusts of it is that quality of life and public safety go hand in hand. Therefore, they should not be separated. One of my proposals was, if we really want to get a true picture of what the people want, then split the ordinance up. Keep everything the same, half for fire and police, half for the amenities, but make it two separate ordinances instead of one. That way, the people have the option of voting for one, the other, both, or neither. And I think that you just get a more honest and more clearer picture of what the people want if you did it that way. So those were some of my concerns and some of the things that I just wanted answered, before we push this onto the people on a special election, in which there's probably going to be very, very little voter turnout. And normally special elections have less than 20%. But they cost the taxpayer several thousand dollars to have. So in essence, what we're actually doing is saying we're going to use the taxpayer dime in order to try and get the taxpayer dime. And also, there's absolutely no guarantee that this is not going to be a shell game. And what I mean by that is, for instance, now let's say that this passes, and now the fire department budget has an influx of money that's available for them for construction and maintenance and repair and things like that. Well, what's to say that, once this money starts coming in, then all of a sudden the fire department budget starts reducing or starts getting reduced, and that money is now going into other places. So there's nothing in there that would say that wouldn't happen.
And kind of getting into a little bit of what you said in your statement to the Finance Committee, one of the recommendations that you said was that we don't need more stuff, we need to bring more jobs. So what can the city do to bring in more STEM jobs, such as, science, technology, engineering, and math?
One of the ways that we can do it is just make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can. If we're not sitting back waiting on industry to come to us for proposals, but we're going out and we're actively soliciting those STEM jobs in those areas, if that's the way that we want to go. Right now, Jonesboro, I believe, is diverse in the fact that we have, look at our seal. Our seal has education. We've got a great public schools, and we've got a Division I university, agriculture. You can look around and just see the thriving agriculture that we have. We have manufacturing. We have a great industrial park, that's growing every year. And we have a medical community. We have two fine hospitals in our area, along with a great support system of ancillary physicians and specialties. So someone could come into Jonesboro, and regardless of what their specialty is or regardless of what their trade is, you can find a job in Jonesboro. So I think that we have a lot to offer these industries. I think it's a matter of making sure that we go out and have a plan to go out, not only just wait for them to look at Jonesboro, but we go out and put Jonesboro in front of them and solicit them.
Somebody from Team Jonesboro, they would probably argue that in order for these factories and these new industries to come in, these STEM industries to come in, they are looking for quality of life projects like some parks and some trails and all of those kind of things. Do you see that there's a quality of life problem in Jonesboro?
Well, I guess that's the definition of quality of life. If you're a biker, then quality of life means more bike trails. If you're a hiker, then quality of life means mountains in order to hike. If you're a painter, you know, then I don't know what you would do as a painter.
Yeah.
But I think it just sort of all depends, you know, on your hobbies that you engage in. But here's the one thing that is consistent with quality of life. Am I safe in my home and in my property? Are my kids safe at school? Do I have access to gainful employment and health care? You know, and can I get around relatively easy? Other than that, you know, that is, those are things that are consistent with quality of life regardless. So, yeah, that would be my take on that. I don't know. I think quality of life is different for every individual.
Bobby Long is an alderman with the Jonesboro City Council. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You are very welcome. You have a nice day.
In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.